我们慈爱又有公义的神，我们来到你面前。
Open our ears that we might hear.
请开我们的耳朵，所以我们可以听见。
Make our hands and feet and lips ready to respond.
让我们的手足以及我们的唇都准备好。
And may this poor man who is speaking in this pulpit speak your words to your people.
让这位你的仆人能够准备好来以你的名说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉圣灵，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I remember very well and very vividly a story I heard on the radio once.
我很清楚地记得有一个在收音机听到的故事。
It was a young lady sharing her experience years earlier surviving a car accident.
是谈到一个年轻的女子，她在受到一个极严重的车祸之后的一个分享。
It was a traumatic event for her as a Christian.
对她来讲是一个非常震撼的一个事迹。
The trauma to her was not so much the accident itself or the threat of her life.
这个对她的伤痛而言，不是因为这个车祸，也不是因为她因为车祸所受到的伤痛。
The trauma is that she was trapped in the car and she listened to her friends die around her.
而是她在被夹在车子当中的时候，听到她身边的朋友一个个死去的时候。
All these young men in the car trapped with her.
她这些所有的人在车子里面跟她一样被这个陷在这个车中。
And they did not know Jesus.
而他们并不认识耶稣。
And she heard them gasping as they were dying.
当他们咽下最后一口气的时候再说。
One by one.
每一个。
Oh God.
一个我的神。
Not me.
为什么是我。
Not now.
不是为什么是现在。
Oh God.
哦我的神。
Not me.
为什么是我。
Not now.
不要是现在。
And what did she say to them?
但是她与这些他的朋友说了些什么呢？
She did not know what to say.
他不知道要能跟他们说什么。
She was not ready to share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他并没有准备好他自己要跟他们的朋友分享耶稣基督。
And they were not ready to enter the final destination.
而他们这些死去的朋友也没有准备好要进入这最后的他们的命运。
Are you ready for your final destination?
你是不是对你未来最后的的命运准备好了呢？
How do we prepare ourselves and others to meet the final destination?
我们如何准备自己以及我们周围的人来面对最后的命运？
This passage from Revelation 14 shows us two final destinies.
在这段经文启示录第十四章六到十三节讲到有两个不同的命运。
In verses 6 to 11, it shows us the final destiny of those who are outside of Christ, who are not Christians.
在第六节到十一节讲到说这些不曾认识神的人，他们最终的命运。
And verses 12 and 13 allude to the final destiny of Christians.
在第十二节和十三节就讲到说这些基督徒在最终的命运是什么样。
The focus of this passage is on the final destiny of the non-Christian.
但他这段经文的重点是讲到那些不是非基督徒的最终的命运是如何。
As we dig into the body of this sermon, it is necessary for me first to give you a quick overview of the passage itself.
所以在我们开始谈到这些经文的时候，也许我们可以再把这段经文的一些大纲先与各位分享。
You will notice that there are three angels prominent here.
在这里你可以看到有三个非常凸显出来的天使。
In the book of Revelation, angels represent God to carry out His will and His word.
在启示录当中提到的天使通常都是来代表神执行他的旨意。
They so represent God that at the end of the book of Revelation, John himself makes the mistake of trying to bow down and worship one.
天使在启示录中来代表神，所以连使徒约翰都曾经犯错误，要向一个天使跪拜。
In chapter 1, an angel comes to John to bring him the message, the unfolding are the signs of the revelation of Jesus Christ.
在第一章的启示录第一章的时候，我们也看到一个神的使者来到约翰的面前，开始展开，让他知道说约翰耶稣基督在未来的启示。
In chapters 2 and 3, an angel stands over each of the churches, both as a messenger and as a potential judge.
在第二章和第三章，我们就可以看到天使的带着神的命令来与各方的教会以及神的审判。
And throughout the book, angels are the ones who dispense the judgments of God upon the earth.
在最后的时候，我们也看到是这些天使来执行神最终的审判。
Unfolding the seals of his wrath, pouring out the cups of his wrath.
在这边看到说他们天使就倾倒神的愤怒以及神的审判。
Angel 1 in verses 6 and 7 is a herald proclaiming the gospel, the good news upon those who dwell in the earth.
在第六节和第七节我们就看到说一个天使的先锋来宣告说神的信息。这个福音。
This is the beginning of the judgment side of the gospel, as the past verse itself says.
在这边你可以看到说这是一个审判的开始。
Let us pause for a moment to remember there are two sides to the gospel.
来，我们在这边思考一下，其实在这个部分我们可以看到福音的两面。
There is redemption, which we see in verses 12 and 13.
这边看到是福音的一个救赎的赎价，在第十二和第十三节。
And there is judgment, which we see in verses 6 to 11.
在第六节和十一节中间，我们也可以看到审判这个部分。
For the gospel reveals God's attributes of grace and love and mercy and holiness and righteousness and justice.
在这里我们可以看到神的属性，他就是有爱，有怜悯。而且他是如此的圣洁公义。
So Paul introduces the gospel in the book of Romans.
所以保罗就讲到在罗马书讲到。
And he talks about how the gospel is able to save those who are lost and then immediately launches into how the wrath of God is being poured upon the earth even today.
他就提到说这个福音是如何能够拯救一切相信的人。但是马上就提到说神的愤怒会临到那些不信的人。
This passage also describes the answer to our prayer.
在这段经文也讲到说神是如何回应我们的祷告。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上一样。
The angel's call to worship is a command, not a request.
在这里可以看到说天使说再带来神的信息是一个命令，而不是一个要求。
And also remind us of what Paul says in Philippians 2, that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Christ is Lord.
在这里我们也看到说提到在腓立比书第二章十到十一节一切在天上地上的都因耶稣基督的名无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
There are two ways to worship God, my friends.
我的朋友们，这里其实提到说有两种方法来敬拜神。
To receive Christ as Lord and Savior, and then a willing, loving heart to proclaim His praises on our love for Him.
我们在这里看到说，我们要接受耶稣基督，而且心甘情愿的去愿意去称颂我们的耶稣基督救主。
Or to come to our final destiny and be coerced to worship Him.
或者是说我们在最终的一个命令当中却是被强迫要来敬拜他。
One way or another, God will fulfill His purpose in you for creating you.
不管是如何，我们知道说神的旨意永远成行。
His will cannot be thwarted.
Cannot be thwarted?
Thwarted.
Oh, thwarted. Okay, 就是可以看到说神的旨意不能被改变。
Angel 2 proclaims God's judgments on all the ways of man without God.
这里提到说我们在这里人生活在世上不能离开神。
Babylon represents the human world system.
巴比伦在这里等于是来代表在世上的一些生活系统。
She is described in greater detail in chapter 18.
在第十八章的时候，我们提到说巴比伦的情况。
It is our attempt to find security and meaning and health and wealth.
是我们人的一个本能，想要在安全中，在我们的健康中寻找到一个意义。
But it's based on human ability and human wisdom and human knowledge.
但是这些都是建筑在我们人所能够理解的智慧以及道理理论上。
It is in essence all of human history and all the accomplishments of man, including all the nations and governments of man.
在这里就是我们之所以有这样子的一个需要，完全是建筑在一个我们对世界的了解。
All will come to nothing.
但是这些东西都会烟消云散。
And in Angel 3 in verses 9, 10, and 11,reveals in greater detail the final destiny of non-believers.
就这第三位天使在第九、十、十一节就显明了说，他们这些非基督徒非信徒在最后的命运的时候是怎么样子的情况。
And this passage it talks about the beast.
在这里我们看到他提到兽。
The beast is the one who fosters false belief.And false philosophy, false religion, false understanding.
在这里的这个兽提到，就是在讲到一些是错误的信仰、错误的教导以及错误的这些哲理伦理。
Any such way that would replace God in our life.
就是任何一个会使我们不再信靠神、不再依赖神。
Whether it be Social Security or Medicare or insurance or stock investments, whatever, philosophy or government, as long as it takes the place of God.
不管是我们生活上的这个社会安全的这个基金，或者是我们的股票，或者是我们是依靠政府，或者是我们的保险，任何一个东西能够使我们远离神的，都是属于这个受的这个部分。
And the mark of the beast that it talks about is on the head is what we are willing to do to believe and to give our allegiance to. Upon the hand, what we're willing to do and work for.
在这里提到这个在兽的印记，其实就是提到说我们是如何愿意把自己给这些政府的系统，或是这些保险，这些世上的处事的东西。
You know, sometimes I wondered.If God is so anxious for the gospel of forgiveness, of grace to get out to the world before the judgment day, why doesn't God use angels to preach it?
那如果有时候我在想说，如果神是如此的愿意有怜悯，愿意忘记我们所有的过犯的话，为什么他不就派天使来把这个信息告诉我们呢？
I've heard other people ask that question too.
我也听到别人有同样的问题。
After all, angels can travel anywhere in the world they want to.
就是毕竟天使可以这个旅游在全世界的每一个地方。
They can speak any language.
他们也可以说各种语言。
And they can be pretty darn persuasive.
而且他们也可以讲话非常令人信服。
But what we see in this passage,
但是我们在这段经节当中，
is that when angels preach the gospel, it's too late.
当我们去发觉当天使开始在讲这段神的信息的时候，却代表已经一切太晚了。
When angels preach the gospel, it is the final judgment.
当天使讲这段信息的时候，就是我们最终审判的时候。
We need to remember we are God's stewards. It is our responsibility, our created being to represent God to preach the gospel.
别忘记我们是神的仆人，我们是代表，我们是神的使者来传扬神的福音。
Finally, in verses 12 and 13, an encouragement is given to those who are believers.
但最后在第十二、十三节的时候，我们就看到神是如何的鼓励这些信徒们。
To be faithful, to remain faithful, that they may enter their rest and receive the reward of their works.
就是我们要有信心，一直存在信心当中，然后在最终的时候，我们会如何的得到这些奖赏。
Verse 13 says, their work shall follow them.
在第十三节的时候就提到说他们做工的果效也随着他们。
What works does it speak of?
那这个做工的果效到底是什么呢？
Our education?
是我们的教育吗？
Our awards?
是我们的奖赏吗？
Our stock options or insurance policy?
是我们的股票和我们的保险吗？
What about making a better life for our children than what we had?
或者是使我们的子女们活得更好的生活呢？
Well, that counts.
那其实那算是一部分。
How about the great work performance or secure home?
或者是我们有更好的工作效率以及有更好的房子。
So these are the things of those whose lives are tied up and dwelling in the earth.
但是你不忘记这些东西都是这些属世的人所一直想要抓住的。
And these are the things that will be judged and perish.
但这些事情也都会被审问而都会消失。
And while I'm on the subject, let me point out that every economic downturn is a prelude.
在这里，我们既然提到这段这个主题，这个题目的话，那我也跟各位分享。当我们的经济开始转比较不好的时候，这只是一个开始而已。
Every economic downturn is a reminder, such as the one we have now.
每一次经济的下滑，只是一个开始，像我们现在有的这个一样。
It is a reminder that we who follow Christ are only travelers, pilgrims in this earth.
在这里提醒我们在世不过是客旅的，是寄居的。
Those who dwell on the earth, as mentioned in verse 6.
在这些属世的，住在世上的人，在第六节中提到的。
Are those whose lives and efforts are tied up in this life.
而是他们当他们有所有东西都系在这些今生所能拿到的。
And in here is a warning not to put too much effort, not to put too much focus in living a good life in this life.
这边提到就是我们不要一直很积极注目在于今世所有能够得到的。
So ask again, what works will follow us into heaven?
所以在这边提到的是我们做工的果效到底是什么是可以让我们带进永恒的天堂呢？
Most simply put, it's those works that help us to know Christ betterand to make him known.
在这里的提到的这个功就其实就是使我们的基督耶稣能够使全世界的人都知道。
To know Christ and to make him known.
是使人都知道耶稣基督也使他让每一个人都知道。
These are the works that will count. These are the efforts that will work.
这些就是有永恒价值的东西。
All other works will perish.
其他所有的都会烟消云散。
But to know Christ and to make him known, if that is the focus of our life, that is a life worthy of being counted in heaven.
是认识耶稣基督，也使耶稣基督使让全世界人知道，应该是我们用这个应该注目的这个生命的价值。
As we have looked a quick overview of this passage,
当我们就是很快的看一看这段经文的大纲。
Let us respond in three ways, my friend.
那我们用三种不同方法来，用三种阶段来反应。
First, let us soberly contemplate the plight of the lost.
那我们先清醒的思考一下这些世上灵魂的境况。
Let us soberly contemplate the plight of the lost.
那我们清醒的思考一下这些丧失的人他们的境况。
Then let us urgently offer the gospel.Of salvation to the lost.
那我们尽快的将耶稣基督的福音传给他们。
And then, let us confidently endure the scorn of the lost.
让我们也能够忍耐这些非基督徒对我们的一些耻笑以及对我们的嘲笑。
Soberly contemplate the plight of the lost, my friend.
所以让我们清醒的思考这些即将丧失的人的情况。
Let us not take lightly or overlook the need of our non-Christian friends, of co-workers and neighbors and family to know Christ.
让我们不要觉得说让我们的亲戚、朋友、同事、邻居要认识主是一件很轻省的事情。
God forbid that any of us would find ourselves in a situation like that young lady in the car wreck, listening to a non-Christian friend dying, saying, Oh God, not me, not now, and not knowing what to say to them.
让我们提醒我们自己刚刚那一段故事中提到那个女生 当他在最后听到他朋友咽下最后一口气的时候，提到说啊、哦，神啊，为什么是我？为什么是在这个时候的时候，我不知道该如何跟他们分享神的福音。
There are several things this passage says about God's judgment upon the lost.
在这里有提到说，神对这些世上的人啊、不幸的人，他们的审判是如此的大。
Verse 6 calls it good news.
在第六节提到说，这是一个好信息。
How so?
怎么会是这样呢？
It's good news because justice is being carried out.
好，是好的信息，是因为正义已经被彰显出来。
It is good news because every wrong will finally be made right.
因为是好的信息，是因为所有错的事情都会被改为正。
It is good news because all evil is being gotten rid of.
在这里说的是好信息，是因为所有这些邪恶的事情都被除去。
Now here's a question that a lot of non-Christians and even some Christians ask.
这有一个非基督徒，甚至有些基督徒也会询问的问题。
If God is a good God, and He is an all-powerful God, then why is there evil in the world?
如果说神是如此的美好，而且他是如此的有能力，那为什么在世上还有这么多邪恶的事情呢？
If God is a good God and an all-powerful God, why doesn't He just get rid of all the evil in the world?
他如果是如此的大有能力，他为什么不就把世上所有邪恶的东西都已经除掉呢？
Well, since we all are evil in His sight, that means getting rid of all evil is getting rid of all of us.
所以说，如果说我们这样想，他如果说要把所有世上不好的事情都除去的话，那也代表说我们也要被除掉。
Fortunately, God is also a gracious God who redeems us in Christ.
感谢，因为神也是一个很有恩典怜悯的神。
But getting rid of all the evil in the world means getting rid of all the non-Christians.
除掉一切所有邪恶的，在世上邪恶的事情，就表示说要除掉一切所有世上不幸的人。
So that there will be no more evil in the world.
所以在世上就不会再有任何邪恶的事情。
God is finally going to be treated as He should be treated.
那神将会得到他应得的荣耀。
And all our suffering will come to an end, for there will be no more evil, and therefore no more sorrow, no more sighing, no more pain, no more death.
所以我们所受的苦就不再存在，也没有邪恶的事情，我们的痛苦苦难都不再有。
Perfect goodness is coming in, my friends. That is good news.
所以最终的好就会来引导我们，其实这就是好消息。
The second thing we see is God's judgment is present and a coming reality.
第二我们要与各位分享的就是神的
It is present and coming.
就是它其实现在就有，而且是一直在进行当中。
It is upon all those who dwell on the earth.
就要临到我们这世上所有的人。
It said in the present tense, even though it is coming in the future.
他所用的字是一个现在式。
And it reflects what Paul says in Romans 1, that God's wrath is being poured presently upon the earth.
也提到说，在保罗在罗马书第一章提到说，神的愤怒临到我们。
And even though the fall of Babylon, all human systems is future, it is stated in the present tense, fallen is Babylon.
在提到说巴比伦的时候，他用的是现在进行现在式，所以说等于说这个人就已经现在就在我们当中。
And verse 11 says her torment is going up forever and ever.
在讲说他这边所说我们所说的torment
suffering
这个苦难就一直在我们当中，我们一直在我们进行当中。
Torment is both physical and emotional psychological.
所以这个苦难就是不光是只在身体上的，也是心理上的。
It is started today, but will be culminated at the end.
今天就已经有进行，一直到世界最后一天。
God's judgment for the non-Christian is unavoidable.
神对这些非信徒的审判是不可避免的。
Upon all who dwell on the earth, every nation, every person.
是每一个。帮每一个国每一个人都要有的。
It is so certain that it is happening.
因为它是如此的真实，它会正在发生当中。
Verse 10 says that all who worship the beast shall be made to drink from the wrath of the cup of the wrath of God's wrath.
第十节说，凡是这样子的人都要喝神愤怒的杯。
God's judgment is forceful.
讲到说神的审判是努力前进的。
Verse 7, the command to worship is a command.
在第七节讲到说它是一个命令。
Verses 9 and 11 as well as verse 8 talk about how non-believers will be cast. They will not voluntarily go, but will be cast into the lake of fire, into hell.
在第九节到十一节就提到说凡不信的人被神审判的人都会被丢进，而不是他们自己自愿进去到火湖当中。
They shall drink, they shall be tormented. It's something that happens upon them.
他们就提到说这里是神，他这些人是必须要喝，而且是非喝不可。
God's judgment is final.
神的审判是终极的。
That is, there is no court of appeal.
就换句话说，就没有可以改变的。
You see, in our human court systems, we have appeals. Why do we have appeal? Because we can make mistakes.
在人的这些律法审判当中，我们都可以上诉，因为我们是人，会犯错误。
But God makes no mistake. There is no room for appeal.
所以，但是神不犯错误，所以我们也没有机会上诉。
Six, God's judgment is unceasing.
第六点是神的审判是永不止息的。
Day and night they have no rest. Verse 11.
第十一节提到说，白天晚上都没有停止。
Think about that, my friends.
我们思考一下。
The people who don't know Christ.
就是你认识的人，当他不认识神的时候。
They are entering into an eternity where they will get not even 1 second of relief from their torment.
所以当他们到他们的永远的火湖的时候，他们是一秒钟都没有歇息的机会。
Would you wish that upon your worst enemy even?
像这样的事情，你甚至会愿意发生在你最坏的敌人身上吗？
Soberly consider your family members, your co-workers, your friends, what future is ahead for them?
所以我们必须要清楚地思考一下这些即将临终到那些不幸人身上的事情。
Day and night, they shall have no rest.
白天晚上完全没有停止。
And for how long shall they have no rest?
所以这样子的事情在他们发生在他们身上要多久呢？
The passage says it is everlasting, forever and ever.
这段经节讲的是永远一直不停。
That's also in verse 11.
在第十一节中也提到这样子是。
Forever and ever without any relief, without any rest.
就是昼夜不得安宁。
My friends, that is the definition of hopelessness.
我的朋友们，其实这就是没有希望的定义。
I believe the greatest agony of hell will be utter hopelessness.
就是我们看到
extreme suffering.
就是我们看到就是神在最后的审判的时候是永远不停息的受苦。
Their resurrected bodies will never cease to exist or deteriorate.
他们复活之后的身体是再也不会损坏。
They will not be able to hide psychologically in insanity.
他们也没有办法再隐藏他们的无助，也那个他们自己的无能，就是失去他们理论的想法的时候。
Can you imagine the extreme depression of forever?Suffering and knowing it will never end.
你有没有办法想象说一个人一直是生活在一个非常沮丧的情况之下，一直都没有办法停止。
Jesus describes it as crying and gnashing of teeth.
在耶稣在福音书就提到是说这些人是咬牙切齿。
My friends, God's judgment is also personal.
我的朋友们，神的审判也是关乎个人的。
Verse 10 uses the word wrath of God. Literally, the Greek means the fury of God.
第十节提到说，这里神的愤怒就是说神的很严重的愤怒。
It also talks about His indignation.
也就提到说神的他的愤怒。
Indignation is a personal term.
这个字它其实是讲到是与人个人的关系。
God is personally affronted. God is personally offended by sin and evil.
这个字的意思就是神是他非常对人的所做的行为愤怒。
He is a personal God who personally made each and every one of us for himself.
神为我们每一个人感觉到愤怒。
And he takes it personally when we do not turn back to him.
所以当我们不转向他的时候，他对我们的愤怒是个人的，是我们个人的。
He takes it personally when we do not turn our life over to him.
所以当我们不将我们的生命交在他手中的时候，他对我们的愤怒是个人的。
God is personally offended when we do not love him back and do not have our faith in him.
所以当我们的生命不再是为他活，而且我们信心不在他身上的时候，他对我们的愤怒是他个人与我们个人之间。
For he made us to have relationship with him.
因为他希望我们能够与他建立一个个人的关系。
And when we spurn that relationship, he is hurt.
所以当我们不愿意与他建立这样个人的关系的时候，他感觉到受伤害。
I know that's a human term that is not too accurate, but it gives an idea. God is hurt.
我知道说这是用人的言语来形容神的伤心，但是这是人的言语。
I watched a movie once. The title of the movie is called Taken.
我曾经看过一部电影，它的片名就是被提去提走。
In this movie, there's this man who used to work for the government in tracking down bad people. I'm oversimplifying, okay? But he has a good set of skills, and he has good relationships with other friends who have good skills for tracking down bad people.
这个影集的内容大部分就是讲说他有一个政府的官员，他能够用他自己本身的能力以及他与人其他人的关系找到一些非常坏的人。
His teenage daughter goes to Europe with her friend just to visit.
他一个十几岁的女儿跟他的朋友到欧洲去旅行。
And they are kidnapped.
他们被绑架。
And they are sold into sex slavery.
他们就被贩卖变成性奴隶。
And the movie is about him going to Europe to track down and find where his daughter is to rescue her.
在某一集当中就讲到说他是如何到欧洲去寻找那他的女儿，以及找到那些把他女儿贩卖出去的人，坏人。
He finally tracks her down to this rich man's house. He is rich because he's selling these women to people throughout the world to be sex slaves.
所以他终于找到这个一个坏人，他坏人是个有钱人，因为他身上的财富全部都是因为贩卖妇女。
And his daughter's been put up on this block and being shown, displayed to everybody, and they're bidding on her like a piece of property.
所以他的女儿在被展示出来，让别人可以用不同的价钱来这个标价。
And to make a long story short, he breaks into this mansion, he tracks his owner down, he kills his bodyguards, and the owner's cowering in the elevator, and this owner says, I just want you to understand, it's just business, it's not personal.
在当他最后找到这个坏人，然后把他的所有的保镖都杀掉的时候，一直到最后他找到那个坏人，他死之前，他就跟这个政府的官员说，我只想让你知道我们今天所做的一切事情只是生意上的往来，不是跟你个人没有关系。
And the father's response is, for me it is personal.
但是这个政府官员的反应就是说，对我而言这是我与你之间的关系。
This is personal, and he shoots the guy to death.
就是他就讲完这句话的时候，他就把这坏人射死。
In a very inadequate way, though, that captures a little bit about God's feeling.
这个故事是不是就有点可以 阐释到神与我们神与我们之间的关系。
God's judgment is personal.
神的审判是个人的。
And therefore, God's judgment is terrible.
所以神的审判是很可怕的。
I talked about the hopelessness, the suffering, the torment.
我在这边提到说，绝望，这个苦难，以及个人。
It talks about the smoke going up forever and ever.
就提到说这个烟好像一直不停地燃烧，一直往上跑。
Did you know that's a picture of a sin sacrifice?
这好像是在描写我们为罪做牺牲。
In the Old Testament, the sin sacrifice of the bull was burned and the smoke went up before God.
在旧约的时候，我们提到赎罪的时候，就可以看到说我们烧那些公牛的烟就一直冒上去。
Either Jesus is our sin sacrifice, or we become our own sin sacrifice forever and ever.
就是若不是耶稣基督为我们做赎罪祭，我们就给他献上自己，一直为自己做赎罪。
Imagine the intense heat of burning sulfur.
想想看，说对那些硫磺是有这么高的温度，这样的燃烧。
Chapter 18 talks about the fall of Babylon and talks about the weeping and the wailing of the people.
启示录第十八章提到说巴比伦的倾倒以及这些所有所受苦的事情。
My friends,
我的朋友们。
A lot of times the old saying, out of sight, out of mind, is so true.
有的时候我们知道古话说眼不见心不念是多么的真实。
And that's why I've taken a little bit of time to belabor this point.
所以我花了一些时间将这个重点诠释清楚。
We really seriously need to soberly consider where those non-Christians around us are headed.
所以我们必须要清楚明白的去思考，当我们生活周围的这些非基督徒，他们未来的命运是如何。
We need to be reminded because we don't think about it, we forget all about it, and many of them on human terms are really nice people. We enjoy them and we spend time with them, and we forget they're headed to a crisis eternity of judgment.
我们实在是需要被常常提醒，因为我们觉得他们这些人都很好，他们生活也都很用世人的眼光来看是很公义的，但是我们却忘了说他们将来的情况是如何。
And after soberly considering the plight of the non-Christian, we need to urgently offer the gospel to them.
就是因为我们思考到他们未来的光景是如此的可怕，我们就必须要很紧急的将神的福音传给他们。
But I have to say, you Mandarin speakers and you Cantonese speakers, you have done a better job at this than we on the English side have.
所以说我要与各位说国语和说粤语的弟兄姐妹们说，你们在这方面做得比我们好。
But I am fundamentally at heart a reformer.
Reformer?
Reformer.
Okay. 但是我在内心当中其实是一个改革中。
That means that I always believe that as long as we're alive, there's always room to improve.
就是说我们只要是活在世上，我们就永远是有机会能够改善自己。
And so let us improve if we may.
所以让我们一直改变我们的情况，改善我们的情况。
You know that young lady I introduced you to at in the introduction, and her friends, they weren't very different from us.
所以我们回到刚刚我们开始的时候讲的那个故事，那个年轻的女孩以及她的朋友，其实与我们个人都蛮类似的。
Especially as teenagers, they had little sense of their mortality.
尤其是那些年轻的人，他们对生命的有限是没有那种感觉的。
And she had little sense of her need to be ready to share the gospel. Oh, I can do that tomorrow or the next day.
她对这个要与她的朋友传福音的这个感动也没有很感觉到紧急。
Like them, often we have no sense of urgency.
就像我们有时候对生命有限也没有很深刻的感触。
But the author to the book of Hebrews says that now is the time of salvation, not tomorrow, not next decade, for next year.
就像在希伯来书讲到说，现在就是救赎的日子。
Today, here and now.
就是今日，就是现在。
And let me speak to my non-Christian friends in this room.
让我与我们座位当中还没有接受耶稣基督的人说话。
I don't want to use scare tactics, but we cannot presume that any of us has another day to live.
我不想用话来唬你们，但是我们每一个人都知道，我们不知道明天还会不会活着。
Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow.
所以今天就是救赎的日子，不是明天。
If you have not put your faith in Christ and received Him as Lord and Savior, do so now.
如果你还没有将你的信放在耶稣基督的手中的话，你今天就应该要这样做。
Right there in your seat, in your heart, in your mind, ask the Lord to be Lord of your life. Trust Him to save you.
就在今天，就在你的椅子上，你就将你的心思、你的信赖放在耶稣基督的神的手中。
It's because I care, I dare to say, please do it and don't wait.
因为我很关心，所以我希望你们都能够接受耶稣基督，成为你们的救主。
But to my Christian friends, I say, if you're not ready to share the gospel, then get yourself ready to share the gospel.
我与众弟兄、耶稣基督的基督徒，就是众弟兄姐妹们说，如果你还没有准备好要与人分享你的福音，赶快准备好。
You don't know a gospel outline, memorize one. So you at least have some basic content you know you need to share.
所以当你不晓得怎么样与别人分享这个福音的大纲的时候，你赶快就准备如何与别人分享基督的福音。
You don't have the time to make the time.
如果你没有时间的话，你就想办法挤出时间来。
Pray for yourself and pray for them that you will be ready and they will be ready.
所以为你自己祷告，也为他们祷告，所以你会准备好，他们也会准备好。
And if you're not sure how to get yourself ready or what to say, what to do, then talk to Sean or talk to Pastor Chen or talk to Homing or some of the other church leaders.
所以当你不知道如何去跟别人分享的时候，你可以跟李长老、跟陈牧师询问。
I know. I'll put you on the spot. You can get me back later.
很抱歉，我把你名字提出来，你们可以下次再回来。
But for love's sake, don't wait.
但是为了爱的缘故，不要等。
For pity's sake, say something.
为了怜悯的缘故，请你们要跟他们说一些。
Now I don't recommend you buttonhole somebody and say I got something to tell you. You can't go anywhere, and you're gonna listen to me no matter what.
这并不是代表说你们不要把他抓在手里头，然后跟他讲说你们必须先要听我讲的话。
No, we do need to use wisdom because it's important enough to use wisdom to be effective.
所以我们必须要至少用智慧来与他们说。
My mom shared with me how when she was much younger, some guy on the street stopped her and wanted to share the gospel with her.
我的母亲曾经与我分享，在她年轻的时候，曾经有一个人在路上就把她拦下来，要与她分享福音。
And she kept trying to tell him, but I'm a Christian, I already know Jesus.
她一直很想跟那个人说，其实我已经是基督徒了。
But he wouldn't listen to her.
但是这个人他却没有听我母亲要说什么。
He was going to get his message across to her, whether she needed it or not.
他这个人就一直想要把福音传给我母亲，不管我母亲信不信。
We need to use a little wisdom too.
所以有时候我们去讲话的时候，必须要加点智慧在当中。
Preach the gospel, share it, live it.
所以当我们在分享给别人分享福音的时候，我们自己也要活出。福音在我们身上当中。
First and foremost, not because you're carrying out an obligation, but because you care about them.
并不是在你身上这是一个义务，而是因为你关心他们。
You care enough to listen to their hurts and needs and their questions.
因为你愿意倾听他们身上所受的痛苦。
You care enough to invest your life in their life.
因为你很关心他们，所以你愿意把你的时间投资在他们的身上。
And when you care and you love them, they will listen.
所以当你关心的时候，你跟他们讲的话，他们就会聆听。
And you leave it up to the power of the Holy Spirit to convert them. You cannot convert them, only the Spirit can.
所以你就当你与他们分享福音的时候，就让圣灵在他们身上工作。我们没有办法改变一个人，但是圣灵可以。
I was reading a book on evangelism.
我在读一段有关于传福音的书，一本传福音的书。
The author's name is Alvin Reed.
这个人的名字是绿艾文。
绿艾文 ，okay.
绿艾文
，okay. In his introduction, he shared the story of this doctor.
所以在他的书中，他提到有一位医生。
Back in the mid to late 1800s.
在18世纪的末期的时候。
In Europe and America, the death rate of mothers giving childbirth in the hospitals was very high.
就是妇女在生产的时候死亡的率非常高。
And they didn't know why so many hundreds and even thousands of women die every year from childbirth, from complications afterwards.
Okay. 成千上百这些在欧洲以及美国 的妇女就是因为要生产生小孩的时候会死掉，或者是因为生了小孩以后的一些后遗症去世。
So he started observing and also experimenting. And one of the things he observed is the usual practice of the doctors would be to go into the morgue in the mornings and do autopsies.
他就开始观察这些医生，他就发觉说这些医生常常在早上的时候常常会到morgue 这个太平间去做这些解剖，看这些死人是怎么死的。
And then they would go and deliver babies.
然后呢，他们做完这些事情又去产房去接生。
So he said, "Let's try something. Let's wash our hands and see what happens."
所以他就想说，那我们是不是能请这些医生洗洗他们的手，然后看会不会改善这些死亡
率？ And to his amazement, the death rate plummeted.
所以当他们发现出他意料之外的，他发觉这样死亡率突然急速下降。
And so he started sharing his findings. His whole group used his practice. He started sharing his findings with the medical community.
所以他就把他的发现开始跟所有医界的人分享。
And this began a great debate back and forth about the merits of this and that and so forth.
所以他就开始在医学界就产生很大的争论。他们说这个来往说对这样的事情的一个看法。
And one great meeting of medical specialists, he shared his findings and said, I'm not asking you to do anything earth-shaking. All I'm asking is just wash your hands before you deliver babies.
其中有一个有权威的医生就说，我不是叫你们要做什么伟大的事情，多么 重要的事情，只不过叫你们在接生之前去洗个手而已。
And they laughed him to scorn and continued the debating.
但是很多人就是嘲笑他这样子 的争论继续持续的。
The sad part is eventually he went insane over the knowledge of all these women dying and nobody listening.
这个很不幸的 结局是这个人后来他就疯了因为他看到许多的妇女因为这些医生不愿意做这样子的一个事情而死亡。
And then Alvin Reed asked the question,Are we so busy debating and talking while the world around us is dying into a crisis eternity?
所以绿艾文在这本书就想说，我们是不是因为就好像我们没有做应当的事情，我们只是花时间在争论当中，而没有注意到说我们周遭的人，我们的世界许多人都在死亡吗？
I would like to ask a different question.
我想要问另外一个不同的问题。
Are we so busy living our lives that people are going into a crisis eternity without us sharing with them?
我们是不是太忙碌于我们自己的生活，而我们周遭的人却没有办法认识神而死亡呢？
My friends, I highly respect you.
我的朋友们，我很尊重你。
You are such hard workers.
你是如此的工作勤奋。
Very diligent and self-disciplined.
非常的勤奋，而且很自律。
You make yourself a much, much better life because of your efforts and your discipline.
你的生活因此而改善，因为你对你自己，你的付出。
You leave your country to come here and sacrifice so much.
你离开你的出生的家园而来到这里，你的牺牲是如此的大。
You are the cream of the crop.
你是这个所有的好吧，这个方面。
The top of the class.
是的。
The top of the top of the class.
就是你是这所有的这些事情当中是的中心点。精英 ,OK, 精英 ,OK.
Somebody got it.
Alright.
And you have, diligence and you don't give up easy. I admire all that.
因为你是如此勤奋而且不愿放弃。
But I see a great danger here too.
但是我也看到其中的危险。
If you're not careful, you can be so caught up in living this way that you forgot what God saved you for.
如果说你不小心的话，你就会一直沉溺在这样的一个生活的规律上面，而忘记了神为什么呼召你出来。
Can we be just as diligent and just as hardworking?For the salvation of our friends.
我们是不是能够为我们朋友的救赎而同样的勤奋呢？
Ask a question.
我问这样子一个问题。
Since God loves you and me so much, He saved us.
既然神如此的爱我们，他拯救了我们。
Then after He saved you and me, why did He leave us here in this cruddy earth where there is so much work and there is sickness and pain and sorrow? Why didn't He just take us on to the heaven where we can live in bliss and peace now?
他既然如此的爱我们，为什么他不就把我们，而且还留在我，就把我们留在这个世界上，有许多的劳苦愁烦，有生病的事情，他为什么不把我们干脆就直接带走了？
Did Christ come and save us to give us a better life?
神耶稣基督来拯救我们，是不是要给我们更好的生命啊？
No.
不是吗？
He came and saved us and He leaves us here so that we can be His ambassadors.
他来这里拯救我们，所以我们可以成为他的使者。
That our purpose might be to make Him known to us, to those around us.
所以我们的目的就是能够使他在我们生命中做主，而且使他的名被别人知道。
This is the faithfulness that the author calls for at the end of the passage in verses 12 and 13.
这就是在第十二节和第十三节的时候讲到说，我们的信心。
That having come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we might be diligent to make Him known to those around us.
耶稣基督从天上降到地上拯救我们，所以我们也是我们的应该要做的，就是让他的名被宣扬。
And so what if people scorn us, and so what if people laugh at us, and so what if people turn their backs on us?
所以别人嘲笑我们，又不理会我们所说的，那又怎么样呢？
We will enter our rest.
但是我们会进入我们的安息。
And it will be an eternal enduring rest.
我们会进入一个持续不断的安息。
And the goodness of our works will be our reward in heaven forever.
我们所做的事的好处就是我们会再得到天上的奖赏。
So for a short while we live this life, let us know Christ and let us make Him known.
所以在我们人生短暂的人生当中，让我们活出基督，也让耶稣基督的名被人知晓。
Spend time to pray for those who are lost whom you know.
让我们花一些时间为那些世上的人祷告。
Spend time to pray and commit and ask God to grant you wisdom and power to share the gospel with them.
所以我们祷告求神给我们这样的智慧以及勇气与人分享福音。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Oh Lord,